morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donker-Sloot.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. My guest this morning is Zeeland Community Hospital President Henry Veenstra. This morning, he's going to look back at 2013 and also talk about what he foresees for the hospital in 2014. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Henry.
And this is an annual thing that we do, usually at the beginning of January, but we had some conflicts, so welcome, Henry.
Well, thank you. I always look forward to talking about the hospital, talking about where
and I know you do, and Duke, even at the beginning of January, you said to me,
when is Henry going?
Where's Henry? So here is Henry
today. I'm finally
today.
Here.
You're finally
okay.
Here. Henry, it has been 3 years since the hospital's integration with Spectrum Health. How is the integration benefiting patients? Because that's what it was all about, patients.
Right. And it's amazing how fast that time, you know, flies. It's been 3 years. January of 2011, we became part of the Spectrum Health system. Over those years, we've been able to provide an increased depth of expertise to our staff and an expanded clinical connection for our patients. You know, we're connected to specialists at DeVos Children's Hospital, the Lemon Holton Cancer Pavilion, the Meyer Heart Hospital, many other specialty services that are part of the system. In fact, our Patient and Family Advisory Council this past year, one of the projects that they embarked on was to create travel bags for patients who might come to Zeeland, especially in the ER, and then be transferred for higher specialty services downtown. And we wanted to make a transition to make our patients and their families realize that we are part of a larger system. So they have maps, they have directions where you should park, they have a phone number of who to contact if you get lost, because people sometimes don't know where to go downtown. Just with the idea that as part of the Spectrum system, the experience should be as good downtown as it is in Zeeland. We also, I'm involved, and a number of our leadership are involved in programs in the system to say, okay, it's a two-way street. You know, the highway goes to Grand Rapids, but it comes back to Zeeland as well. And the system has basically said, we want to make sure that the services that can be provided at the community hospital level in the region are done at the regional entities. And so one of the fears as we became part of the system that some people expressed to me was, well, you know, Grand Rapids is going to try to take all of our patients away, and it's really the opposite. We want the patients who need the specialized services to have access for those services, but we want to provide additional services in Zeeland, and we're working with the system to bring specialists to our community to provide services.
So tell us about some of those services that patients are benefiting from expansion.
Well, with several examples, we have worked with the West Michigan Heart, a cardiology group, to do a collaboration on nuclear medicine services. So we both had provided some level of nuclear medicine. We got together. West Michigan Heart is becoming part of the Spectrum Health system as well. And by working together, we now have expanded nuclear medicine services in Zeeland with the cardiologists interpreting the exams and our people doing the technical part of that. So that's one example. We have worked in collaboration with the neurosciences division of Spectrum Health it's kind of a telemedicine process for EEGs, the electroencephalograms, the measuring of brain waves to see if, you know, there are any irregularities. So we now work with the epileptologist in the neuroscience department downtown, so our patients can have the procedure done at Zeeland Community Hospital, have the interpretation done by those epileptologists, and have results back for their physicians so they know if there's an issue that has to be dealt with, and we can connect them with the right specialty.
And again, that's a benefit because they don't have to travel to Grand Rapids for that.
Exactly, and we have built the connection, so we understand what needs to be done for the patients and for the specialists so that the patients are prepared for whatever lies ahead.
Well, and several years ago, a sleep disorder center was brought to the hospital, and that still is...
Oh, it is. It's really been a blessing for us to be able to provide the sleep clinic services in Zeeland. In fact, we've expanded this past year, additional nights of service. One of our real vision in terms of what we want to do with the sleep clinic is not to have 6 or 8 week delays for patients who are ordered to have a sleep test. And so by expanding our service, we're able to provide the service locally. They don't have to go into Grand Rapids to have that test done, and also can do it much quicker than waiting for several months to have the procedure done.
Well, and I know that the sleep rooms are really very, very comfy.
Well, if anyone who's had a sleep test knows that you get wired up and there are monitors and there are things all over, but the reality is you have to fall asleep. And so we try to make it as much as comfortable as a home sleeping environment with all of the technology that's included. But our patient satisfaction, even in the sleep clinic, is very high. We try to attend to each individual's needs like in every other service. But here's an opportunity. We work with them, the Spectrum Health technicians, with the Spectrum Health medical group physicians to provide that service in Zeeland.
Well, and just a little aside, the reason I said comfy is when we had the bad weather a while back, we have one of our nutrition services, the director lives in Allegan, and she was there early the next morning, and someone said to her, well, how was your trip to Allegan? And she said, there happened to be a room available in the sleep disorder center, that night. There wasn't a patient. She said, and I slept there, and she said, I slept really good.
Well, they are comfortable rooms, and we've had instances where we've had to ask a physician who didn't realize they were using the room, going to be using the room that night, that they would have to find some other place to sleep.
So
it is that kind of
environment.
Service, yeah.
The full-time hospital service was initiated in 2012 at the hospital. Oh, we have a call.
I have a call here. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes, I sleep with a machine, and I've been on it now for a few years. And do you ever get rechecked or anything for that? Or does it go away?
Well, I'm not a physician, so you should probably check with your physician on that. But I think I know from personal experience, my wife has a CPAP, sleeps with that. It's not only improved her sleep, but my sleep, because she's able to breathe regularly through the night. But I would suggest you call whoever, whatever the physician in terms of the sleep clinic you went to, did your test, and see is there an opportunity to be retested. Because if you think maybe you don't need it anymore, that certainly would be something you'd want to pursue.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
We were talking about the full-time hospitalist service that was initiated in 2012.
Yes.
And this year, the hospital also added a pediatric hospitalist.
Yes, as you know, a hospitalist is a physician specialized in taking care of patients when they're in the hospital. It frees up the other physicians from having to do rounds at the hospital to know all of the hospital protocols, and the hospitalist is more available than to the inpatient. As we looked at how successful our adult hospitalist program was, we began to think about what about our pediatric patients, especially the newborns in our family birth center. And so we had the opportunity, and we've added Dr. Paul Spilotro as a pediatric hospitalist this year. We've heard wonderful things about Dr. Spilotro and what he's able to do and add in terms of care for our pediatric inpatients. He works with the other pediatricians in the community and on our staff to make sure that that care is at the highest level that it can be. So we're excited about having him. We don't have that many pediatric patients, so he also helps out at Zeeland physicians in their pediatric department to see patients from time to time as well, if his time allows.
Well, and I know, Henry, that there has been a team that has worked at the hospital that has worked very closely with the hospitalists in communication with families and nursing staff, and that was an initiative that was done.
An initiative, and we call it Zyber Rounds. What we do is we have rounding on patients and their families with the hospitalists, with the nursing team, with the social workers, with the therapists to provide more education, provide more communication, not only to the patient but to the families about the course of their illness, what their prognosis will be, what kind of testing or what kind of procedures will be done, with the idea that an informed patient, an informed family will have a greater opportunity to get through whatever illness or diagnosis they have, and an opportunity for them then to ask the kinds of questions that they might have. And again, we see the patient and the family as part of the care team as well. We're just there to help.
Other highlights of 2013, Henry?
Well, we expanded some services. We upgraded our anesthesia equipment. We have the same anesthesiologists that are in Grand Rapids, and so now when they come to Zeeland, it's the same type of equipment. Our chemistry analyzer was due to be replaced, and a major upgrade to that equipment. We've added a day to our mobile MRI, magnetic resonance imaging service. I've talked about the EEGs. I've talked about the nuclear medicine. But other highlights that I like to talk about is we've stayed focused on keeping the patient as why we exist. So when we became part of the Spectrum system, I made a commitment to our staff that we would continue to be caring people, caring for people. And we received recognition during 2013. HealthGrades, a national grading organization, gave us an award for outstanding patient experience, a second award as a patient safety excellence award. Joint Commission gave us an award as a top performer on key measures. The people are what makes Zeeland Hospital what it is, and we were gratified that we again were named one of the 101 best and brightest companies to work for. Our bariatric surgery program achieved level one accreditation, and we got visited by Joint Commission, which is our accreditation agency, twice toward the end of the year, for our full hospital survey, which they come every 3 years, and then our laboratory survey, which they come every 2 years. And these are unannounced, so we didn't know when they were coming in. In both cases, I was proud of our staff. We received full accreditation in both cases, and again, we demonstrated that when you're committed to taking care of the patient, the community, you can meet the requirements of CMS or the Joint Commission.
Patient satisfaction is very important to directors and really to each person, whatever their position, isn't it?
Well, it's why we exist, to take care of the patient. And so we want the patient experience to be the best it can be. We often put patients in difficult circumstances. Surgery isn't easy. Having your blood test drawn means they're poking you with a needle. And we want to make sure that that experience is the best it can be. So we're constantly talking to our staff about, okay, think about the person in front of you, could be your grandmother or your mother or your favorite uncle, and how would you want them treated, and how would you yourself want to be treated in that circumstance? And if you keep that in mind, and if you are at the top of your skill level, and you maintain your gifts and talents that you've come to our team with, we're going to do well, and our patients are going to appreciate it, and their recovery is going to be even better, because patients who feel that they're heard, patients who have confidence in those who are giving you the care, will do better than patients who have a lot of questions or don't feel they're being heard.
I said at the beginning that you were going to talk about 2013, but also look to 2014, and I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm thinking, oh, Henry, I should have had you on for 2 weeks. quickly, 2014.
Well, we're excited about the new year, and we've just come off with our board a planning process. And again, being part of the system, we're looking at how we leverage some of the capabilities of the system for us. But kind of the top of our priorities are to expand our OBGYN and women's health service, to work and grow our breast cancer services, do something so that we can shore up our ENT services. We're looking at orthopedic surgery expansion and enhanced bariatric surgery. Administratively, we're revamping our leadership of our medical staff to make it more effective, get more physicians involved. And we're looking at, right now, as we speak, we have a team doing a lean performance improvement process to see what we can do to make the patient registration experience even better than it is now. And so there's a lot of things going on. I'm excited about what we can do. It's still a privilege to be able to take care of patients in our community. We don't take that for granted, but we're excited that we continue to have the kind of patient experience and the results on the surveys that we do, because it means, to me anyway, as a president of the hospital, that our people still know what we're all about and are committed to it.
Well, and we're out of time, but before we go off, Duke, I just want to say Henry is celebrating his 40th year as president. Whoa. On February 1. And Henry, the leadership that you have given to the hospital, we say thank you very, very much, because it trickles from the top. So,
well, it's a blessing. It's a privilege.
We appreciate that. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.